This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
I'm Vinny Brudge.
For some of you, you're coming back after a little break. For some of you, you're not. Some of you have been working hard. Mm-hmm. Most of you probably working from home, and that's what our topic's about today. We're going to be discussing that very shortly with Arvind's story, all revolving around how the clothes we choose can affect productivity.
Mm-hmm. And our mental health.
And our mental health.
Yeah.
Okay, and then story number two?
And then story number two is all about rebranding post-COVID.
Story number three is all about how Grab Malaysia are aiming to create equal access to income. Right, so the poll that we're running is a very simple one. It's, do you have a dress code when you're working from home? And if so, what is it? We have a bunch of options. Yes. No, I wear home clothes. Only during meetings, and pyjamas all the way. Over 200 votes so far. There's about an hour left if you want to get your votes in over on Twitter. That's at BFM Radio. Similar question over on Instagram, of course, at BFM Radio. And if you want to take part in the conversation, 018-789-8899. Before we address the let's address the elephant in the room. Arvind, when you're working from home.
Yeah.
Tell us... This sounds a really weird question to ask a colleague. What are you wearing?
So this is why I picked this story. It comes from Mashable. And it kind of depends. I think my answer is it depends on what the situation is. It's not pajamas.
Right.
But it's normally like comfortable clothes. And I think like most people dress in like comfortable clothes mm-hmm. when they're working from home. But there is this study conducted by the Medical Journal of Australia that found that wearing pajamas while working from home is likely to contribute to poor mental health. Mm-hmm. And they say specifically mental health. So the research was conducted on staff and students of the Medical Research Institute in Sydney. They assessed the effects of wearing pajamas on the overall productivity and mental health of medical institute staff working from home. More patients who wore pajamas during the day, at least one day a week, reported that their mental health had declined while working from home. And however, wearing your PJs to work doesn't mean your productivity will reduce. It just means your mental health could decline over time. And the researchers couldn't concretely determine what that wearing PJs directly caused mental health degradation. But they found that encouraging the participants to wear their normal, their day-to-day clothes, quote-unquote normal, reduced the sort of like how bad the depression or the mental health decline got. And they have like simple advice. They said that if working from home has you gloomy, put on an outfit that isn't pajamas or what you sleep in. Putting in effort into your outfit and looks might perk your mood up and give you something to look forward to daily. So we got in touch. We will be speaking to Dr. Anasuya later on because we got in touch with her to sort of like further elaborate on why this might be causing a mental health decline. But back to your question before. For me, it was interesting because there was that one time, this one time that I got out of bed, and it's not pajamas, but it's more like quote-unquote sleep clothes that I decided to just wear while working. And you won't believe it, I didn't feel like getting into the same sort of sleep clothes when I went to bed. Because I sort of immediately made the connection with those clothes and work.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right. Has that ever happened to you? Like the clothes you wear while working then become your work clothes, even if they're just like, you know, t-shirt and shorts or whatever?
I mean, I think for us, we're sort of in a different league as well because our office dress code tends towards more casual clothing than not. And I mean, even when I'm working from home, the moment I get up out of bed, I'm immediately taking a shower and changing. Mm. So I don't really run into that problem. And also a lot of my T-shirts are my work clothes already, so it doesn't really matter whether or not I'm wearing them at home or at work. I'm still wearing the same clothes. The only thing that I've changed is that at home I normally wear shorts because it's warm, and that's really about it. But it's like clothes that are socially acceptable to be outside in.
Yeah,
similar thing. I wake up, I take my shower, I put on my quote-unquote work clothes for my home office, generally a pair of shorts, most often a T-shirt. The only time I will put on a shirt or something with a collar on is if I'm in a Zoom meeting with a client or something like that. If it's you guys, you know, it's like it's a T-shirt or whatever, you know, not, you know, fairly respectable. But yeah, and I wear shorts at home for the same reason Chris does. It's warm. You know, we come into the office here, it's cold. If we could get away with wearing shorts into the office and be allowed to do so, I'd probably do that too.
Slippers.
Slippers, yeah. I mean, I'd quite happily do that. You know?
I think for me personally, a more telling indicator of, you know, how professional my day is going to get is if I put makeup on. That's really where, like, the boundary lies for me is, you know, am I just doing my own work at home or am I, like, in a meeting and then I'll, like, put on my makeup and I'll do all that.
But I haven't made that connection between wearing, you know, easygoing clothes and it affecting my mental health.
So I'll tell you guys like the timeline of what exactly happened. So you guys same default clothing, shorts, t-shirt, home clothes. That day, so there was this, I think in December or something, it was kind of cold. There was this whole week weather. It was like really cold. So I was like, it might feel comfortable to wear quote unquote sleep clothes. And that's what I did like throughout the day. So like, you know, longer pants and stuff. And what happened was I haven't worn those pants since because for some reason, I feel like they're my work clothes. And I'm like, this feels kind of... It feels slightly more stressful to sleep in this again.
Like,
and
you've tainted them now.
Yeah. And then I saw this article on Mashable, and I'm like, oh, wow. So this is like an actual thing that happens with the way we think and the way we associate like work things and home things and then this extreme like pajamas and sleep things.
What about the clothes you have on now then? When you get home, you're immediately changing them into something more comfortable when you get home.
Yeah. I mean, because even though it's casual here, I think it's not suitable for like home. It gets pretty warm when you step inside the house. So that's like immediate. And plus, it's become like a norm to like immediately head into the shower.
Burn everything,
yeah. Sanitize, yeah. Don't wear the same clothes twice, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Interesting. It kind of makes me think then, long-term, not just about people working from home, but people who, you know, patients in hospital, for example, who've been in hospital for a while and they are always in their pajamas, right, whilst they're on the ward or whatever. And I'm wondering if something like this would affect them long-term as well, if you were to get them to put on normal clothing one day a week or something, whether or not it could affect their mental decline.
Change the way they think. Yeah, maybe.
Interesting stuff. Okay, let's take a break. Get voting, folks. Twitter, we're at BFM Radio. Get us over on Instagram as well, also at BFM Radio. Do you have a dress code when you're working from home? If so, what is it? Do let us know. And if you want to take part in the conversation, 018-789-8899. Curtis Mayfield to take us into the break. But of course, Arv did mention we do have a guest coming up in just a moment. Who is it, Arv?
Dr. Anasuya.
Okay, we'll take that break right now. Curtis Mayfield with Superfly here on BFM 89.9.
Binge-friendly movies. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Viraj
and Christine Wong.
We're talking about how you dress at home whilst you work from home. Now that working from home is a norm, the idea of dressing up for work has become fluid, if not completely non-existent. We wear home clothes, pajamas, or whatever we're most comfortable in at home. However, a recent study that Arv has picked up points to a connection between the clothes we wear when working and mental health decline over the last year. Apparently, choosing to work in your pajamas can have serious implications on not just productivity, but overall mental well-being as well, which led us to the question as to whether or not you have a dress code when you work from home, and if so, what is it? Here are the options.
The options are yes, 8%, no, I wear home clothes, 52%, only during meetings, 27.4%, and pajamas all the way at 12%.
Over on Instagram, what have we got, Chris?
So on Instagram, the options are just yes or no, and we've got no at 83% and yes at 17%.
Interesting. Any tweets you want to highlight?
There's one from Gupreet Singh who says, out of a job, but when I work from home, my workplace is separate from my home.
Mm. Okay, Chris?
All right. On Instagram, we've got Xin Ying who says, as long as it's not my pajamas. Dini Hairuddin says she has a work uniform. Rofizan Rafid says, office attire to suit the mood. Mm. And Mimi EY Muhammad says, casual because I love to feel pretty.
Over on WhatsApp, Ro has come in saying, having a dress code to work from home is a bit like making sure you'll comb your hair before you go on air. We do, Ro. We comb our hair.
We do have to see each other, notably.
And there's cameras in the studio, and we have to update social media. We have to do all of those kind of things. We got to look neat, you know. We can't just roll out of bed straight into the studio. As much as we'd like to, we can't do that.
No.
Not anymore, anyway.
No, yeah, not anymore, yeah.
We're being observed most of the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get on and have a listen to an expert's opinion on this. I've managed to get hold of...
We got hold of Associate Professor Dr. Anasuya Priya Jagadesan, who is the director for the Center of Human Development and Excellence at Taylor's University. So we have her on the line now, and we just wanted to ask, like, overall, what are your thoughts on the idea that wearing sleep clothes, quote unquote, when working isn't a good idea?
When we are looking at human interactions and human behaviors, you have to understand that, you know, historically, we separate our work from our home. Our home is our safe space for our family, indoors, you know, it's where we relax, we de-stress, you know. So that's our home. Whereas workplace is external, it's outside. And so this idea of wearing sleep clothes to work, no, it is not a good idea because it sets us up, it reduces the barriers between sleep and work. What it does is that now work is infringing on when you start relaxing. So the cues, the psychological cues, the physical cues that you have to relax are reduced because you have made it so that, you know, you can't relax in your own home anymore. And that is why it is really not a good idea to wear your sleep clothes when you're working. So I'm going to reiterate that I think the issue with that is brought up by the article is not that your workspace is being intruded on. It is your relaxation space, your self-care space, your personal space that is intruded on. So it's not that your efficiency at work is going down. No, it is your mental health that's going down. So what you need to be a bit more careful of, what you need to be a bit more protective of is your mental health. You know, because I think work we can manage. There are many companies that have had casual days and or even don't have, you know, formal wear as a requirement when it's internal meetings. Okay, so that's my answer.
Oh, okay, and bear with me on this. If someone is more comfortable in their pajamas, doesn't that mean they'll be more relaxed when they're working? Why does it seem to be having the opposite effect?
You see, the problem is when you wear your pajamas and your sleep clothes, we condition ourselves to relax. We condition ourselves to, you know, being a Malaysian to lepak lah, because you know that's you're wearing relaxing clothes when you are when you're relaxed. Your body posture changes, your stress level changes. Now, here's the problem. When you're now wearing sleep clothes and you're supposed to be working, you create a sense of stress in those clothes and in that environment. So now when you're trying to relax in the same place at home, in those clothes, the markers for you to relax, the indication for your body to relax is diminished. So it is not that your sleep clothes is affecting your work. Your stress levels are now going to go up because your sleep clothes are affecting now your sleep, because you are now sleeping effectively in work clothing. And we are not comfortable in work clothing. So the reason why you need to change clothing is so that you can relax when you sleep and you can tell your body it is time to stop working. If not, actually, the body may not recognize when it is time to relax over when it is time to work.
Okay, so that's in the case of work clothes. But then, you know, should we then have a designated workspace at home as well? And what about people who don't have this space?
So the surroundings in which we work in, ideally, yes, you do need a separate space to sleep and work. Or you do need separate markers of, okay, so when I do this, I am working. When I do this, I'm relaxing. If not, you will get confused. Now, I need to have this as a slight disclaimer. There are some people who are very comfortable doing everything in their workplace and their sleep place, and they have got no drama with it, no issues with it. Their brain compartmentalizes automatically. But for most of us, our brains, you know, put work as work and play as play. So when our brains are doing that, we need designated workspaces so that, you know, we are less cluttered in our mind. We don't complicate matters. We have a space that is free of workplace, you know, and stress interference. The bed, the couch, if that is your stress-free zone, that is your personal space where you want to relax. And, you know, you have the indicators and markers to relax. But now because you bring work to that space, you pile your work there. The last thing you go to sleep, the first thing you wake up and thinking of is work, because there's no separation between where you work and where you relax. It's not that your relaxation is infringing on your work. It is that your workplace is infringing on your stress-free zones, on your relaxation zones. So you don't have any more ways of relaxing. Your stress level goes up because you're always functioning at this idea that, oh, I have to be ready to work. I have to be thinking of work. I have to be doing work. This is no longer my safe space. And when people don't have safe space, now I'm going to share this as one of the clients I had during CMC, MCO, the original MCO. So this client is in a country where, you know, they have very small condominiums and apartments. So I'd say bed sits. He's living in a bed sit. And literally the workspace was his bed. And there was no other space for it. And his stress levels were off the charts. He couldn't, you know, he couldn't relax. So we actually took a video of his whole apartment. And then he had a small balcony which he hadn't been using at all. So we actually moved his workspace out into the balcony. And, you know, he found himself relaxing more. So yeah, sometimes under extreme circumstances, depending on the kind of people you are, if you are finding that you are overstressed at home when you should be work, when you should be relaxing, you're actually stressing, you have anxiety levels, then you need to separate your workplace and your home space a bit more, you know, a bit more clearly. And, you know, and have a workspace that is a designated workspace that doesn't interfere with your relaxing space, because your relaxing space is kind of sacred to your mental health.
Dr. Anasuya, so Zoom meetings are everything these days. So psychologically speaking, does seeing someone in casual clothes influence others during a meeting as well?
Now, I would honestly say that depends on whether it is the first time or it is a normal meeting and it's the culture of that workspace. I mean, there are places where you have got T-shirt days the whole day. I mean, Amazon and all that have established a principle of when y'all work, everybody wears T-shirts and work. I genuinely do not think it affects the management of your internal team if you are all dressed up in work in casual clothes. However, if you are meeting outsiders for the first time, if you are meeting industry people for the first time, if you are having a mixed meeting of a rather higher level, then yes, it is actually a lot better for everybody to be dressed in work clothes, mainly because of impression management, because it gives a sense of weight, it gives a further sense of the importance of and respect to the other members who are sitting inside that workspace, because other people from different organizations may not have your relaxed culture. So if you have somebody coming in with a dress suit and then you are there wearing T-shirt, I mean, you know, it does give a sense of power, you know, a differential in sense of power, a differential in sense of interaction. So it really very much depends more on culture.
Okay, final question then. Apart from dressing appropriately, what else can people do to make the most out of working from home from a mental health perspective?
Okay, one other thing that you can do other than dressing and having a separate space for work is to also have separate times for work. When you switch off the computer, you switch off the computer, you switch off your Zoom, you switch off everything, okay? Don't go and check your office WhatsApps or office emails or office things just before you go to sleep. First thing in the morning should not be looking at office. There should be a schedule where you have your own private time, which is private, and it cannot infringe. If you allow it to infringe, that stress level seeps everywhere. So having those kinds of safe spaces, having those kinds of personal spaces, of personal care activities, is what keeps us mentally healthy. And, you know, genuinely, we need it. You know, that's why it is critical for our health. We need to give that amount of effort and that amount of focus on our own health and well-being.
That's interesting because since the MCO, and when we first started working in split shifts, the first thing we do as a work group is to send each other a good morning message, which instantly puts you in that
work mode.
Yeah. So maybe we've been doing it a little wrong.
After listening to Dr. Anasuya, maybe not.
Food for thought, right? I mean, it's not that there are times, though, when I get that message in the morning and I feel like, oh, should I respond immediately? You know, should I clean my teeth first? Should I? Do you know what I mean? I'm sure. Don't pretend you've not.
For
you
sure.
know, you've all been in the same boat, right? Where you've kind of not sure when you're going to respond to.
Because
if you don't respond immediately, you're like, well, I'm telling people I'm not out of bed yet, but I'm actually out of bed. I just don't want to respond. Right?
It's a dilemma.
Yeah, Christine, you're very quiet here.
No, I just say morning when I say morning.
Okay, she's like she has to pretend to be the cool kid all the time. Anyway, Ladies and gentlemen, the question, of course, we are asking for you, from you is, do you have a dress code when you're working from home? And if so, what is it? You can let us know via Twitter. That's where the poll is, at BFM Radio. Over on Instagram as well, we have a similar question, also at BFM Radio, and over on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. We do have a message from Maggie Best. I'll quickly highlight here on WhatsApp. She says, haven't been working from home, but I would wear, quote, office clothes, even if not fully geared up. There's one more point I think that would reorientate my frame of mind to being at work would be brushing my teeth and taking a shower.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Let us know what your thoughts are. We've got some music to take us into the break before our next story. It is The Cure with Friday I'm in Love here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.